This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Vice President Joe Biden and Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker are in Mexico today. They're attending what's called the High-Level Economic Dialogue between the U.S. and Mexico. The U.S. is Mexico's largest trading partner, and Mexico is number three for us. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on the talks.
This is the third year of the high-level economic dialogue with our neighbor to the south. Shannon O'Neill of the Council on Foreign Relations admits the talks may not be exciting, but they are really important.
These are things like regulations for particular industries. They're where to put particular border infrastructure, where to move around customs or other officials to make the flow of goods easier and faster.
Whether that's been accomplished in the last couple of years is up for debate, says Duncan Wood of the Mexico Institute at the Wilson Center.
I think it would be naive to expect a huge outcome from these meetings so far. So we're very much in the socialization phase.
At the meeting, he expects a focus on how the Trans-Pacific Partnership will affect U.S.-Mexico trade and, of course, energy.
To focus on ways in which lower energy prices, including the low oil price, are actually helping the competitiveness of U.S. and Mexican economies.
Particularly in the manufacturing sector. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.